Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Burnett scores. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Frazier now pitching. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grube for a passed ball. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vozmak. The throw from Grube and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards second. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Montague moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montague moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive towards short. Montague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Frazier, and towards Sullivan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simons hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmick. Simons moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simons moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Simons scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-1 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Montague bunts towards first. Blue catches it and throws to Kerr, who tags Myatt for the double play. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-0 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-1 in the game. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter scores. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Appling reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Blue reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Grubb scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Mel Harder now pitching. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Mel Simmons. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood now playing center field. Pat Caraway now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Kerr goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is walked intentionally. Bill Sissel pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder can't make a play. That's a base hit. Appling scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Sissel scores. Whatwood moves to third. Carraway moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Burnett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel now playing shortstop. Benny Tate now catching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Com moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. George Detower pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. George Detour now playing second base. Luke Sewell now catching. Pete Appleton now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Detour settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.